Growing up with a sibling can feel like living with your best friend and worst enemy rolled into one unpredictable package. 9-year-old Beatrice, Beezus Quimby, knows this all too well. Her 4-year-old sister Ramona is a whirlwind of energy and imagination who turns everyday life into an exhausting adventure. While Beezus carefully embroiders potholders with neat, precise stitches, Ramona races through the living room on her tricycle, blowing a harmonica at top volume. The contrast between them couldn't be more striking. One sister methodical and responsible, the other spontaneous and chaotic. Their relationship captures something profoundly true about childhood that few books dare to acknowledge. Sometimes we don't always like the people we're supposed to love.
Nothing tests Beezus's patience quite like Ramona's obsession with The Littlest Steam Shovel, a picture book she demands be read multiple times daily. Beezus dutifully performs all the machinery noises, the chugging, grinding, and hydraulic hisses that delight Ramona but leave Beezus feeling ridiculous. Hoping to escape this literary purgatory, Beezus takes Ramona to the library for a new book. But even this simple outing becomes an exercise in mortification when Ramona insists on wearing paper bunny ears and hopping rather than walking. The library expedition ends predictably when Ramona selects another steam shovel book. The true crisis emerges when they discover Ramona has defaced every page with purple crayon, proudly claiming ownership of the library book. This violation forces Beezus to face consequences for her sister's actions when they must pay for damages, a significant sum for a 9-year-old in the 1950s. The incident perfectly captures how older siblings often find themselves entangled in the consequences of their younger siblings' misdeeds, bearing responsibility for situations they didn't create.
Friday afternoons reveal the stark contrast between the sisters. Beezus approaches art class with careful restraint, while Ramona charges toward the sandbox with unbridled enthusiasm. Everyone praises Ramona's boundless imagination, intensifying Beezus' awareness of her own perceived creative limitations. Their weekly park walk showcases their divergent worldviews. Beezus walks purposefully, while Ramona transforms the journey into theater. Her imaginary lizard Ralph, merely a piece of string, becomes the protagonist in an elaborate story. Every storefront and sidewalk crack presents an opportunity for adventure. Through Ramona's eyes, ordinary surroundings shimmer with possibility, while Beezus remains anchored to practical reality. When tasked with painting imaginary animals, Beezus freezes before her blank canvas. Ramona's disruption pushes Beezus to a breaking point, yet also triggers something unexpected. Beezus discovers her own creative potential. Her dragon-breathing pink spun sugar earns her teacher's praise. Walking home, Beezus realizes that being different from Ramona doesn't mean being less. It means being uniquely herself.
When tasked with watching Ramona during grocery shopping, Beezus tries engaging her sister with stories about Christopher Columbus, but Ramona is busy decorating her face with marshmallow powder, highlighting their different developmental stages. Panic strikes when Ramona vanishes, only to be found in the basement surrounded by dozens of apples, each with a single bite mark. She sits proudly amid her creation, like an artist admiring her work. Her explanation, "But the first bite tastes best," reveals the fascinating logic of childhood. To Ramona, this isn't mischief, but a reasonable pursuit of pleasure, each apple offering another perfect first bite. Instead of conventional punishment, Aunt Beatrice suggests withholding the attention Ramona seeks. The family's solution of making applesauce from the bitten apples teaches that mistakes can lead to creative outcomes. Ramona's increasingly dramatic declarations of her misbehavior show her confusion at the lack of traditional consequences. This establishes their relationship pattern: provocation, frustration, creative resolution, and reconciliation.
Ramona's secret invitation to 9 neighborhood children creates immediate chaos on a rainy Saturday morning. Mother's half-finished pin curls and the unprepared house highlight how children often fail to understand the preparation adults need for social gatherings. Beezus demonstrates remarkable maturity by organizing an impromptu parade through the house. Her leadership in guiding the children through every room and settling toddler Willa-Jean with an egg beater reveals her natural problem-solving abilities. Just as the situation seems under control, Ramona sabotages the refreshments by announcing the cookies contain chopped-up worms, demonstrating her complex relationship with attention. When parents arrive to collect their children, Ramona's tearful explanation that she hadn't asked permission because when I ask, you don't let me do things, reveals her developing understanding of adult authority. Mother's admission that she too misbehaved as a child creates a generational connection, helping normalize Beezus's experience. The revelation that Mother and Aunt Beatrice were very different children parallels the differences between Beezus and Ramona, suggesting that siblings have always navigated these complex dynamics. Beezus's 10th birthday begins with promise, but quickly unravels. When she discovers Mother hasn't finished baking her cake because Ramona dropped all the eggs into the mixer, the day's perfect veneer begins to crack. The subsequent discovery of Ramona's rubber doll melted in the oven represents the ultimate birthday sabotage. Beezus's tears express accumulated disappointment rather than just this single incident. The moment forces her to confront her terrible secret. There are times she doesn't love her sister. This admission feels like moral failure to Beezus, who believes sisters should always love each other. When Beezus finally confesses this secret, Mother and Aunt Beatrice's laughter provides unexpected relief. Their shared stories of childhood conflicts normalize sibling tension. Learning that her mother and aunt had similar feelings helps Beezus understand that her emotions are natural rather than shameful. The story of Aunt Beatrice writing her name throughout Mother's autograph album particularly resonates, creating a parallel to Ramona's defacement of the library book. Discovering that Mother and Aunt Beatrice now laugh about their childhood fights offers Beezus hope that her relationship with Ramona might similarly evolve. This generational perspective helps her see current conflicts as temporary rather than permanent. Beverly Cleary's portrayal of the Quimby sisters resonates because it acknowledges the complicated reality of sibling relationships. The book's appeal lies in refusing to idealize childhood, instead validating complex emotions children experienced but often feel guilty expressing. Beezus's journey toward accepting that sisters don't always love each other every minute mirrors the emotional development many children navigate. By normalizing these feelings, Cleary gives readers permission to acknowledge their own complicated emotions about family members. The perspective offered through Mother and Aunt Beatrice's childhood stories provides context for understanding sibling relationships. Their evolution from quarreling children to loving adult sisters suggests current conflicts don't determine future relationships. In creating genuinely human characters rather than idealized ones, Cleary established a new standard for authenticity in children's literature. Her work acknowledges that growing up involves frustration and occasional dislike of even those closest to us, without diminishing family bonds. That's why, nearly 7 decades later, Beezus and Ramona still feel like lifelong friends, showing us that the messiest relationships are often most worth cherishing.